Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Pei Chet Amud Aleph, looking at the final Mishnah, and this is the sixth parak, Kisui Adam. And this Mishnah will focus on those materials that can be used to cover up the dam. The Torah says v'chisel be'afar, but we will see that the range is broader than that. B'amem mechasin v'mayin mechasin. Sounds like a Mishnah right out of Masachat Shabbat. Mechasin b'zevel adak u'v'chol adak. You can use thin manure or granulated sand. B'seed u'v'charsit, plaster or limestone u'v'livna u'livena or brick u'v'imgufa or cork shiktashan. As long as they're ground up. So the thick manure or sand cannot be used. Or brick or cork that have not been ground. Also, you can't cover up the blood with a kli. It has to be this material. This ground material. Here was his rule. If it's some material in which vegetation can grow, dirt being the model, then you can use it. If not, not. We'll see if everybody agrees with that limitation. How thin is thin for thin sand? So in this version, first version of Rabbi Yochanan's statement, he says as long as the artisan doesn't have to grind it further to use it, that's thin enough. Some people learned that Rabbi Yochanan's comment was on the seifa, aval in chasin lo bezevel agas velo b'chol agas, that you cannot use thick sand. Hechidam yichol agas, what's thick sand? If you have to grind it to work with it. My benayu, so what's the difference between the implications of the two versions? If you sort of need to break it, to grind it, meaning the mifrachi fruchi, it could break apart. So according to the first wording, artisan does not need to break it apart, and because it'll break by itself, and therefore it's fine enough. Tan Rabbanan. The pasuk says v'chisaru yachol yichaseru b'avanim o yichpe alav atakli. I might think you could just cover up with rocks, like put a boulder over it or a kli. Talmud lomar be'afar. Therefore, the Torah says with dirt. Mainly alafar. All I know is I can use dirt. Minan lo about zevel adak v'chol adak that we already mentioned. Ushchikat avanim, ground up stone. Ushchikat charsit, ground up limestone or pishtan daka and fine flax remains, as it were, when a sword shall harshin daka and fine sawdust, the seed limestone plaster harshit levena umigufa shuktashan, the brick and cork that are ground. Now yachol shanimar b'mirabe af zevel hagas, so maybe I should include even thick manure b'chol hagas ushchikat klei matchot. And even if I grind up some metal kelim and have the shavings, uvenam gufash loktashan or non-ground brick or cork, kamach v'subinu morsan or the different parts of wheat, tamud lomar be'afar. Now, ma ra'ito abot te'lotzit elu. So why did I have one list that's affirmed and one list that's denied? What gave the criterion for entrance on the list? So, achar shiva katuv v'miyein, rabbe aniyat elu shein minafar, motzi aniyat elu shein non minafar. So the Torah is mrabe and mima'et, meaning the Torah says kisahu, cover it up with anything, as it were, and then biafar, which has a specific thing. So therefore, I include those things that are like dirt, and I exclude those things that aren't like dirt. Now, why don't I try this? Eima v'chisahu klal afar prat. Why don't I say v'chisahu is a general statement, covered with anything, and afar is the prat, and what's the rule? Klal prat, and maklal v'asher prat. The prat defines the klal, meaning afar in midi achri dilo, it has to be dirt. So Rav Mary mishum dahave klal tzarikli prat, because we have a special rule about klal prat. Whenever you have a general statement, and that would be enough, and then the prat is an extra word, I know it's defining and limiting the klal, but whenever the klal cannot be understood without the prat, v'chisahu, what does that mean? I need to say biafar to tell me what to cover it with. Therefore, anytime you have a general rule which would make no sense without a listing of at least one detail, that detail cannot be used then as a klal prat system. All right. You cannot cover with anything unless it's used to grow things, which would cut out limestone and all those other things. Rava says that's a mistake. Rabbi Nachman Yitzhak L'Rava. So, and this was reported to Rava, and Rava said that report has to be errant. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rava, why is it a mistake? Anam Rita Niele, I'm the one who quoted it. Umehaman Itam Rita Niele, I said it from the following Braita. Hayam Alech Min Marve Ein Lo Efer L'Chasot. If you're walking and you have, and you shecht an animal, you want to cover it, and you don't have any Efer, interesting use of the word, Shochek Dinar Zahav Machaseh. You take a gold coin and you grind it up and you use it. Hayam Alech Misfina Ve'en Lo Afar L'Chasot. So if Talito Machaseh. And or if you're on a boat and you don't have any dirt to cover with, you burn up your garment and you use that. So Bishna Soif Talito Machaseh, I understand burning your garment, Ashkachan Efer Dikri Afar, because ash could be called afar. Eladinozav Menalan, that's why it's interesting in the ratio with the use of the word Efer. Eladinozav Menalan, why should I be able to use gold? Amrav Zera, Afrod Zahavlo. Because gold is also called dirt in the sense that it's a mined. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mechasin Ela Be'afar, Devarit Shammai, Beit Hillel Omrim Matzino Efer Shekoroi Afar. Beit Hillel only extends it as far as ash goes. Why? Because ash is sometimes called Afar. Shnomar Lakula Tamei Me'afar Sefata Chatat. That in the Parsha Paraduma, the Efer, the ashes, are called Afar. There's a sugyas in Sota. Beit Shammai says, Afar Srefa Yikri. It's called Afar Srefa, the dirt of burning. Aval, Afar Stam Elo Yikri, it's not dirt, it's not earth. Okay, Tano Sifu Alein, so this goes back to that Braita that they ended up adding, Ashachor, Vakachol, this is a different kind of rouges, Vinikrat Pisulin, shavings from chiseling, which would mean from stone, V'yishavim Afhazarnich, another kind of mined stone, or mined metal. Okay, Amarava. Now we have a beautiful, long Agadah, long series of Agadot. V'schar Shema Avram Avinu, V'anochi Afar V'Efer, we have this in Sota. Avram said, Anochi Afar V'Efer, I am nothing but dust and ash. Zachu Banav L'Shtei Mitzvot. His children inherited two great mitzvot. Efer Parah, the ash of the Paraduma, V'Afar Sota, and the dirt of the Sota. V'Lekshav Nami Afar Kisui Adam, so why is an our dirt in there? Hatam Hechshu Mitzvah, because Kisui Adam is a Hechshu Mitzvah. It's something that allows you to eat the animal, it allows you to finish the Shechita. Hanah Aleika, but there's no Hanah. Here there's Hanah that you get Tahor, or your wife is restored to you. V'yam Rav Yitzchak Shamar Avraham Avinu, Imichut V'yad Sochnal, when Avram refused to negotiate with the king of Sodom and to take any of the spoils of war. And he said, from a string down to the chut seems to be a string that goes on the upper garment, all the way down to a shoelace, I won't take any of that. Zachu b'nam l'shtei mitzvot, which are chut shel tchelet or tzua shel tfilin. The tchelet and the tzitzit and the strap tfilin. So based on tzua shel tfilin, I understand what the value is. The whole world will see God's name on you and they'll fear you. He says, where is God's name on you that the nations will see? That is Tefillin Shel Rosh. What's the Chut Shel Tchelet? What's the big advantage of that? Famous drasha we had Menachot. Why tchelet? Neshet tchelet domela yam. It looks like the sea. Yam domela okia, which looks like the sky. Kia domela evan sapir. It looks, and the sky itself looks like the blue sapphire. Evan sapir domela kisya kavod, which is similar to the holy throne, the divine throne. Tichtiv aruta lemehas Yisrael v'tachar abgal k'masel levnata sapir. Tichtiv kari evan sapir dvut kisay. So we have pasuk in Shmot and in Yechezkel describing the vision of heaven in as that. So that's the beauty that Am Yisrael gets to look at that all the time. Am Rabbi Abba Kashe Gezel HaNechal. He goes back to the story of Avram and Melech Sodom, and he says that when you have theft, which has already been spent, then it is a very difficult thing to deal with, to do tshuva for. Shafil Tzadikim Goyim Enan Yecholim Nachziro. Even the greatest tzadikim can't return it. How do I know that? Because when Avram refused to take any wealth from Sodom, from Melech Sodom, he said, "Shenemar l'adara kashochlu anarim." He said, "However, that which Anarish Kolam Amre already took and devoured, that I'm not returning." Even Avram, with his great desire to get nothing, couldn't get that back. Rabbi Yochanan quoted this statement and said, anytime you hear a Eliezer, who's the son of Yosef Glili, in areas of Agadah, make your ears like a hopper, give a good listen. He is very, very worth listening to. What did he say? In Parshat Ekev, it says, God did not desire you because you're the biggest nation. What does that mean? I loved you because even when I make you great and give you wealth, you still lower yourself and humble yourself before me. Where do we see that? I made Avraham great and wealthy and famous. He called himself dirt and ash. I made them kings of their nation, if you will. What does Moshe say about himself and about Aaron to Bnei Yisrael in the story of the man? What are we? We're nothing. The David, I made David great. And he says, I am a worm, not even a man. It's not true about the nations of the world. That's based on the Agadah that Nimrod was the chief builder of the Migdal, even though in the text they're not connected. Let's build a city that'll go all the way up to heaven. The Pharaoh, Amar Miyadurai, Pharaoh said, who is God? I don't know who God is. The Sancheriv, I made him great, the king of Ashur. And his announcement through the words of Rav Shakei was, Mi b'chol Elohei Ratzot. There is none of the gods of any of the nations here who's been able to stand up to me. The Nebuchadnezzar, Amar, Eleh al-Bamotei Av. This is in the Masav Avel in Yeshayahu, where he says, the king of Avel says, I'm going to go up to the high places on the clouds. The Chiram Melech Tzor, Amar, this is the passage about Melech Tzor, it's clearly Chiram, because Chiram is a few hundred years later, but Yechizkel says that what God says to him, Moshav Elohim Yashavti B'lev Yamim, that he says about himself, I sit with God. Amar Avitim Rav Yochanan, Gadol Shemar Moshav Aaron Tem Mashanim Rav Avraham. Now, we're comparing humility, that Moshe and Aaron's is greater than Avraham, the Ilu Avraham K'tiv Anuchi Afar Va'edfer. I am dirt and ash. What are we as if we're nothing? Not even that. That it's Moshe and Aaron's schut that keeps the world alive. He keeps the world standing on nothing. Al blima, with nothing. Different take. What's blima? Not blima, but blima, which is somebody who bolem, who breaks himself, who restrains a break in the sense of stopping himself. Restrains himself when there's an argument going on, a dispute going on, and he's quiet. He's the one whose merit keeps the world going. Shema told that Eretz al blima. Somebody who makes himself as if he doesn't exist. Shenemar, umitachatz rot olam. The great bracha that Moshe gives, mitachatz rot olam, at the end of his bracha, before he goes up to the mountain, underneath the zrot olam, meaning mitachatz rot olam, the one who makes himself underneath, is really the power of the world that keeps the world going. Rabbi Yitzchak Mai, Dichtiv Ha'umnam, Elem, Tzedek, Tadaberum, Tishmadu, Meshurim, Tishmadu, Bnei Adam, this pasuk in Tehillim. What does that mean? Ma'um Natosho Adam Ba'olam Hazeh. What is it that somebody does in this world? Yasim Atzmo Ki'ilem. He should make himself like a mute. Meaning not to respond when in a dispute. Yachol of Divrei Torah. I might think it's even true when he's disagreeing in Divrei Torah. Tadaberun. So make yourself Ilem when it comes to worldly affairs. But Tzedek Tadaberun, when you're in the middle of Torah, Tzedek, then you should speak up. Yachol Yagizdato. I might think since he's going to speak up, he should allow himself to become prideful. Tamlomar me sharim tishpetu bnei adam. Speak straight, ethically, appropriately. Rabbi Zeira Zeira, itim rabba bar Yirmiyah, machasim da'afar yirai dachat. Now we go back to finish the parak with a short halachic piece about the dirt, that you can use the dirt from yirai dachat. Ve'ama yisrei anahu, you're not allowed to get anah from yirai dachat. Zeira lo nitzurcha el la'afar afara. It's talking not about the dirt of, let's say, buildings that were burned, but rather the actual dirt of the town. What's the halacha of Yirai Dachat? You have to gather all of its loot into the main area of the city and burn it. meaning Nishar Mechusel Kvitza Usrefa, meaning only things that are ready to be moved and then burnt. Yatzah Zesh Mechusel Klisha Kvitza Usrefa, but the dirt has to be dug up. That you're not chayiv to destroy. Rav Amar, he says a different take. Mitzvot Lav Lanot Nino, famous Sugya, Hanodim in Aborik, Mitovelbo, right, that mitzvot are not given for hana'ah, and therefore you're allowed to get hana'ah from Yisurei mitzvah. So Ravina quoted this. So he was challenged. Shofar shavod kochav noitakabo. You're not allowed to use a shofar of, that was used for avodah zarah. You can't use it on Rosh Hashanah. So you see that Yisurei hana'ah block you from using it for a mitzvah. My love imtaka lo yatsa. Isn't the implication that you're not yotze if you used it? Lo imtaka yatsa. No, lechatchila you shouldn't use it. Same point with the lulav. Lo, even natal yatsa. Aye, but that doesn't work. Vatanya takalo yatsa, natalo yatsa. We have bright explicit that says, if you blew the shofar of avodah zarah, or you took a lulav of asherah of avodah zarah and used it, you're not yotze the mitzvah. Rashi, the achiyashta, you can't compare those to afar for kisui adam. Hatam. Shiur bayinan. In the case of a lulav or a shofar, there's a shiur you need. When it comes to avodah zarah, we have to imagine if the shiur is gone because you have to destroy it. But when it comes to dirt, the more smashed up it is, the better it is. So therefore, if you have a shofar and it's ground up or a lulav is chopped up, you can't use it. And you're not yotze if you pick up the pieces. So you should imagine this, the shofar, this lulav is being already chopped up and you're not yotze. But the dirt, if you're supposed to destroy the dirt of Yerei Dachat, that's even better for Kisui Adam. So therefore it works. Hadran Alach, Kisui Adam, our Hashem, we completed our study of the sixth parak. We will begin Gid HaNasheh, the seventh parak, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.